Douglas Awaprieta. I traveled to Douglas with Michelle Lozano, one of the Duke Engage on the Border students I worked with in 2011. We heard that there had been a shooting at the border and that the family of the victim had built a shrine at the wall. After driving along miles of drab fence, we came across bouquets of artificial flowers, a cross, and posters with messages written in memory of Carlos R. La Madrid. One was entitled, "To the Border Patrol Who Shot My Brother." We continued several more miles to see more of the wall, and upon returning, we noticed a truck parked at the shrine. To our surprise, it belonged to the boy's grandmother. She and several of her grandchildren had gone there to pray and acknowledge her grandson's death. She told us that in the 30 minutes we had been gone, the Border Patrol had come to remove the posters I'd seen and photographed. She gave me permission to take photographs of her and to share this story. Upon hearing a story of a Border Patrol shooting, one may assume that the young man was Mexican and had run into some trouble crossing the border into the U.S. The grandmother told me otherwise. She said her grandson was a U.S. citizen whose father lived in Agua Prieta. He died trying to cross into Mexico to visit his father. With his back to the officer, he didn't heed commands to stop climbing. The officer shot. Carlos fell backwards and died, unarmed, on U.S. soil.